Rosetta, okay, mobile.
Yeah, I'll go ahead.
K4 EIM, N4ZLK, and I may have picked a bad time to throw my crystal out. I'm in a red low spot.
K4 EIL, I'm Mark. Yeah, I'm mobile on 85 80 South right now.
K4 EIL, Mark. And mobile on 85 South. I'm unfortunately mobile on 85 North. So, and you have to do this all the time, but it's been a while.
Kind of spotty, but you're still getting through. Yeah, it looks like I'm passing exit 80 right now. Or exit, yeah, 80.
Set the power. I'm in one of the lowest spots around the area here, underneath some bridges here on 85. So I bumped up the power. But anyway, yeah, I'm down here at 46. So headed, trying to get to a doctor's appointment.
Yeah, I'm in on this repeater. I'm actually running a trip from my home there near Winston-Salem, North Carolina, down to Birmingham, and loaded up a bunch of repeaters on the way, and actually first contact on this one.
Very good, Mark. The repeater is west of you, up on Caesar's Head Mountain, along that line of mountains there you might be able to see off in the distance. And it should carry you all the way to the Georgia state line. I have some shadows here and there, especially going through the Greenville area. There's some low spots, which is where I am right now. But it's a good repeater. And anyway, I hope you have a safe trip down that way.
Appreciate you coming back and talking to you. And hopefully your doctor appointment goes well. 73, Steve.
And safe travels. That's a rough area where you're getting ready to come into this time of day. Around the 60. Between the 70 and the 50 mile marker, it's always backed up, headed south and north. Also, I don't know if you've got this repeater in there, but when you hit the Georgia state line or a little bit after, there's a 146.670. It does have a tone, but if you've got that one, that'll carry you almost to Atlanta, and that's a good one.
I went in. I'm not sure, but yeah, I've run this route several times. Actually, my company I work for is in Birmingham, and I'm one of those strange people who would rather drive than fly because it's about 7 hours door to door either way. So, yeah, I'm used to that traffic bump that we're going to hit here in a little bit.
I wasn't sure if you were familiar, but yeah, that's a good group of guys down there on that repeater. There's a lot of good people on this repeater. It's just been quiet getting quieter the last year or so. And we're getting some new hams coming in, but not as much activity as it used to be. But that repeater, you should be able to find somebody you can. I used to go down there at nighttime and find somebody on 24 hours a day down there, the Gainesville repeater.
That's unusual because, you know, anymore at the repeaters look like they go dark about 8 o'clock, I guess, is when all the old folks hit the bed.
Oh, and some younger folks, too. There was a gentleman down there that he didn't sleep well. He's not very physically active, and he dozed 24 hours a day, so he was always on the radio when somebody was needing anything. The police officer, third shift police officer, a couple other night owls that would just be hanging around. So it was always good making that trip down there. There's always somebody to talk to.
I'm a relatively new ham. I just got my license back in the summer, last summer, and it's just been great. I'm really enjoying it. It's the first trip I've actually taken my radio down to Birmingham, so it's going to be been kind of fun to make a few contacts along the way, talk to a few new people.
Welcome to the hobby, and you'll enjoy it. It does make the time go by when you're on a trip, that is for sure. If you can find some active repeaters. We've got a lot around this area, but this is probably the most. There's a couple that are linked up. One's on the weekends. I just found another 440 machine that's linked up 24 hours or 7 days a week. I think it's fairly new. I didn't even know about it. And it's linked up all over South Carolina and parts of North Carolina.
I don't remember seeing one that I threw in there. I just went on repeater book and programmed in several all the way down and tried to get the ones that had the wide area coverage.
You remember back when I first got my license in the early 90s, if we were taking a trip, we'd pull out the Atlas and had a hard copy of the repeater book and have to do it that way. And repeaters were a lot scarcer and spread out back then, too.
I'm actually amazed at the number of repeaters that are out there because they, you know, generally are fairly quiet. And it's amazing to me how many, you know, are out there and are maintained and kept going. I know, you know, I live in the Winston-Salem area in North Carolina, and gosh, there's, I can't tell you how many I could hit from my house. And, you know, unfortunately, most of them are pretty quiet, other than a few nets here and there and the occasional conversation. But it's no problem finding a repeater pretty much anywhere you are.
Yeah, there's not much areas that's not covered anymore. I was wondering, I used to go up to Greensboro, too, for the job I worked, and there was a repeater. I think it was out of Winston-Salem, but I could hit it really well out of Greensboro. It was up on top of a 1,500-foot radio television tower. I don't remember the frequency, but there was a good group of guys there. There was always somebody on at night, too.
It's Sawtown Mountain, which is north of Winston-Salem, but a lot of the broadcast towers up there, and there's several repeaters that have their antennas up there. And you're right, you can those cover a broad area. There's quite a few up towards Hillsville, Virginia, and Fancy Gap, Virginia, up in that area that I hit routinely from the house that are just come through full quieting. It's amazing. You know, the old saying, height is might, definitely holds true.
Is that okay? Yes, it does. It helps. And also not, you know, having a clear line of sight. If you get into some buildings and trees and things, it can affect it a little bit. But there's a guy up there, W4OVT, I think that's what his call was. Mark. His name was Mark as well. Have you ever run into him?
Talking to him.
There's several years ago. I know he runs an HF net for, is it Tentec equipment? Tentec equipment operators. He runs it on Sunday mornings. Of course, it's open to anybody, but that's the main focus.
Actually, you know, I don't get on as much as I'd like when I'm at home. When I do have a time to play radio, a lot of times I'm just now sort of getting into the HF world, and I've been trying to learn that, to make some contacts there on 10 meter.
I've done this for, I've been in the hobby for more than 30 years now, and there's always something else to do. You know, you can, if you get tired of one aspect of it, there's something else you can do. So, but anyway, Mark, I'm not close. I got off to 85 now, and not far from my destination, so I will say 7-3. Enjoy the contact. I hope you have a safe trip, and maybe we'll catch you another time driving through. See if I can get this right. Is it K4EIL and 4ZLK?
K4EIL.
Somehow. KR4EIL. All right. I'm going to write that down somewhere when I get a chance. But you have a good day, and very nice talking to you. Be careful out there. KR4EIL, N4ZLK, 7-3.
With you, too. I appreciate the contact and the conversation, and I hope all goes well for you. Have a great day, 73. This is KR4EIL, standing by.